This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay. Record most secure border ever. That's incredible. Most secure border ever, at least since stats have been kept, proving it can happen. It's possible. It was always possible if you had the will to do it.
Well, and also what exactly the Democrats were telling us all along was an absolute positive lie.
Yes.
That you have to have legislation to change this, that the chief executive did not have the power to do it and was unable to do it. That was a lie. Period. End of story. No discussion.
And that Trump, remember, was standing in the way.
Yeah.
Trump was standing in the way, and he didn't want Congress to solve the border problem because then he couldn't run on it. And so what we really needed was to pass the bill. And the bill was horrible.
Yeah.
It would have mandated that we allow almost 3 million illegals in every year before the border could be closed. It was a little over 5,000 a day.
Basically,
they had to come in.
They had to leave the gate open until thousands every day came through, and then they could close the gate.
Yes.
But then the next day, they'd have to open the gate and let thousands through, and then they could close
the gate. And then they could close the gate. In other words, what happened, and we now know this, we didn't know it at the time, the piece of information we did not have at the time, was that Kamala Harris had never led in a poll and against Trump. We didn't know that, and they knew it. And so what they were trying to do was use Republicans to a handful of Republicans to pass that bill, knowing they're going to have to, if Trump wins, they're going to have to close the border. It was their last play. Well, we'll push him to pass this bill. We'll lie to our people and tell them we could totally do it. We could close the border, but only if we pass this bill. And that will force us to, force Trump to leave the border open by law. That would have been a disaster. Can you imagine? The Biden invasion would have continued.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
By law.
Yeah.
But it's not happening, thank God. And it didn't happen. And this proves Trump was not lying. The Democrats were whole time. You can fix the border.
Well, and they were getting cover from the mainstream media, too, the whole time, because they were going along with the lie and refusing to look into the accuracy of what the Democrats were saying. Positively refused to look at it.
And remember the stacks of lies before that, because they were quite extensive. The border is secure. It's totally secure. That's just Republican talking point. They're making that up. That, remember that lie? That went on forever. At like first almost 2 years of the Biden administration while people flooded in at times of record numbers.
While Bill Malusian and his drone were taking pictures of all the sea of humanity that was seething through there.
And how did they fix that? They got the FAA to bar his drone
and then,
from the air.
And then have them hide underneath the bridge.
Right. They try to hide him under the bridge. So then remember, Malusian, I think, rented a helicopter. Some kind of plane and flew over that way. In other words, something that was allowed in order to film it. That was the extent they went to hide what I've called for a long time, accurately, it turns out, the border voter drive. Because that's exactly what it was. And then remember, they even went so far as to say, oh, you can't talk about replacement theory. No. That's a conspiracy theory. Well, now that's openly talked about because it's what they were doing. I mean, Tom Homan was talking about it just the other day on Fox News. It's what they were doing. And I even went back and found the clip of Joe Biden saying that's what they were planning to do. So they lie. But they don't want to tell you the truth about what's going on now. These numbers from Trump are absolutely unbelievable in terms of how good they are. In fact, I was looking at him yesterday, kind of said to my husband, why didn't Trump do this in his first term?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the legit criticism, right? Because they're so unbelievable. Illegal border encounters down by 95%. This is the important stat. Illegal immigrant gotaways, that's the top threat to public safety. Because if you're running from the border patrol, you don't want to be caught. There's a reason for that. You know, especially under Biden, where you get the free phone, maybe get a social security number, get signed up for welfare. He'd break the law in five ways to get you on the welfare rolls because that was illegal, what he did, signing them up for welfare. Why would you not turn yourself in? Well, it's because you're a terrorist, you're a drug kingpin, you're on the Interpol list of wanted criminals, or you're with the cartel, or you're trafficking drugs. There's no other reason that you wouldn't turn yourself in. Well, illegal immigrant gotaways, top threat to public safety, down 99%. And we know that for a fact because there's sensors in the ground. So we actually do know the accurate number of gotaways. It's not an estimate. Even Axiosly admitting overnight border crossings plunged to the lowest level in decades and perhaps ever recorded. The northern border sector, previously overrun by illegal immigrants, so that's with Canada, sees dramatic drop in crossings. We haven't seen anyone since November. And remember that Canada loosened their visa rules, a lot of people don't know this, to let just about anybody in without vetting. And so the world's terrorists, cartel hitmen, cartel high rollers, they were all coming in through Canada. They just walk right in. They'd let them in on a visa, wouldn't check, and walk right in. I think Trudeau did it on purpose to get them in here. In fact, it's been, almost a month now, we caught what they call the hitmen of hitmen. He is one of the top cartel hitmen from Mexico. He came in from Canada, not from Mexico. And that's they were just on their way in. That's all closed now. Because we caught him. In other words, before he would have just walked over. No big deal. Hey, you gonna vote Democrat? Want a phone? How about a social security number? How about one of those? Since taking office, the Trump administration has arrested 150,000 illegal immigrants and deported 139,000 of them. They've released just 9 illegal immigrants into the U.S. That's a staggering 99.99% decrease over the same period last year with Joe Biden. Under Trump, border catch and release has dropped again 99.99% from the worst Biden month. And this is what I keep trying to tell people, Lee. This is Paul Perez. He is the head of the Border Patrol Union. He's the president of it. That the reason that this was, it wasn't just confusing and Biden wasn't trying hard enough and he's kind of senile and he's so confused, which is what you'll get if you listen to Fox News and sometimes even Newsmax. It's lazy reporting. Well, you know, Biden, he was incompetent. No, he was running the most competent and most effective border voter drive for replacement voters ever. Highly competent. And absolutely incredibly dangerous. Let me tell you why. Here's how he did it. Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez talks about the reason that we were getting mega invaded was because he had the Border Patrol and ICE sitting behind desks or facilitating it. In other words, switching sides and helping the cartels.
From the time that President Trump took over, he allowed us to actually do the job. So our guys are out there every day, whereas before we were behind a desk. We were facilitating the release of all of the illegal aliens that Joe Biden let in under his previous administration, unvetted, unchecked, and to the tune of millions. So our guys weren't on the line. We were processing, we were detaining, we were transporting, we were doing everything we shouldn't be doing. And now our guys are out there on the line actually protecting the border. Yeah.
In fact, Biden, Lee, built, and Ken Paxton, I can't play this audio enough, I play it all the time, Attorney General of Texas, built the world's best human trafficking network. They were aiding and abetting the cartels.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
And how are they doing that? The Department of Homeland Security, whose only job is to secure the homeland, remember, had cut a deal with the cartels. They would call them up and pick up the illegals from the traffickers, completing the loop. Used to need a coyote to do that. Biden turned the government into a coyote.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before.
No.
And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Yeah, people have died because of them. A lot of people. But that's over now. I got to hope the American people can figure out one thing, Lee, and this is what scares me about the way our site has incorrectly reported all of this, and we're doing it still. I heard it yesterday. Can't get it straight. This did not happen because Biden was incompetent. This did not happen because Biden was senile. This happens because Biden was stone cold evil and told us what he was going to do all the way back to the Obama administration. And the wave still continues, he said. And it's not going to stop. And it shouldn't stop. But as long as our side's out there telling voters, oh, well, you know, Biden meant to secure the border, but he was just incompetent, they're going to vote for Democrat again, thinking that was just a Biden thing. And we will have done that. That'll be us. That's on us. That's not even on them. We can't stop lying about it. And I don't know why. I don't know why. So we got to stop covering for the Democrats and tell the American people the truth.